Welcome to Braindrop, the digital transformation podcast from VCOM, the leader in IT spend and lifecycle management. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Braindrop, the VCOM podcast where we invite our experts to stop by and drop a little of the latest digital transformation tech on our listeners. Hello, everyone. This is Nicole Wunderlin. Today, we'll be talking to Beth Miller, our legal IT expert here at VCOM, and talking about how IT needs are changing in the legal space and how firms need to embrace these changes. Hi, Beth, and welcome.
Hi, Nicole.
So please, tell us a little about yourself. How long have you been with VCOM, and what is your role?
Sure, Nicole. Thank you. I've been at VCOM for almost 6 years, and my role is to really work with law firms to identify opportunities to partner with VCOM. And I've attended ILTA for the past 6 years and super excited to do this podcast with you.
Okay, thank you. So my first question, what have legal firms been dealing with in terms of IT, especially around the current pandemic?
Yeah, that's a really good question. If you look at the traditional law firm, you know, they were always really kind of primarily in offices. And as a result of this, you know, health crisis, law firms have almost overnight mobilized in an entire workforce, putting a ton of burden on IT's back. Services like video conferencing, collaboration platforms, procuring laptops, ordering new services, increasing bandwidth on existing services, getting mobile phones and remote VPN. You know, all of those services were put in place to make sure that people could get their job done. What I'm hearing is really, you know, the integration of a lot of these tools isn't going to go away. And even if attorneys or staff maybe go back to some of the offices in some form or fashion, I think it's here to stay. I also think it's very important to embrace these technologies, right, to remain productive, efficient, and collaborative. Interesting thing, I read a research article on law firms, and they're saying that law firms will be missing a revenue decline of about 15 to 20% in 2020 compared to the year before. I mean, this is a huge impact on profitability. And so many firms have made, you know, a really difficult decision to decrease costs, freeze costs, halt projects, minimize staff, furlough people, cancel partners' payouts. It's been crazy.
Things have definitely changed in the way that pretty much all businesses operate across different industries. What would you say is the top concern with legal firms?
Well, I would think the top concern would be preserving revenue, right? But I'll bet you if you ask different people at different size firms, you might get different answers. I'm hearing saving money. I'm hearing the importance of securing data, connectivity for the remote staff, you know, utilization again of those tools that they put in place. And also because of all of those services that they've quickly deployed as a result of this pandemic, I think firms are really starting to find themselves having to reassess the solutions they quickly deployed. Some of those solutions don't even interoperate well with what they have in place today and are not even being accurately inventoried. So definitely a reassessment needs to be put in place.
So what's different about legal firms that makes this a challenge for them?
I've heard endless stories about how things got crazy and IT took shortcuts to get people connected and working. Now is the time to really kind of assess your technology that you have in place. And what VCOM does is to help firms assess their current state by identifying all the services they have in place and really help them map out their strategy going forward.
So is there a specific theme or trend that you're noticing with legal firms?
I just attended the ILTA conference, and most law firms will have known of this conference. And the overall theme that I'm hearing is that IT used to manage their regular traditional offices, and now they're having to manage dozens or even up to thousands of offices when you consider each of these remote workers. So one of the things I'm finding is better strategies need to be in place to manage those assets, especially in the panic of, you know, everyone getting remote and ordering all kinds of services, and they may not even know what they have or even if people are using those services. You know, I firmly believe that asset management is critical to helping firms reduce their financial risk. So you have to know what each asset is, and there has to be a purpose for each asset. A second theme that I'm noticing is really law firms are trying to discover how they can automate many of the processes that they have in place to provide better visibility into their IT procurement costs. For example, in the past, you know, an IT manager would contact multiple different carriers to find pricing for maybe, you know, a DSL or a DIA. And they would maybe get pricing back that day. Maybe they would get it back the next couple of days or so. Well, VCOM software allows them to do all of that, you know, put a request in and with minutes come back and have multiple services from different carriers and different bandwidths. I know this reduces the time for their team on researching a lot of that information. Plus, we have something called Buyers Club, and then we leverage the spend of all of our customers to help drive down costs to help improve the profitability of the firm.
Things have vastly changed. And so would you say that most of these IT challenges we're facing today are a lot different than they were in the past?
If you had asked me before this crisis, I would tell you that the biggest technical challenge in many law firms isn't technical at all. It's really human nature. It's really the status quo thinking or apathy, right? Maintaining the status quo, risk aversion, and it only serves a purpose in a static environment. And that's not like today's environment, right? Many firms or companies have really resisted when that change is for the better. And what I've always heard from law firms is, well, we've always done it that way. And so I feel like they are more forced into adapting and moving at a faster pace. And I know why they didn't want to change things is, you know, it was safe. And apathy really doesn't have a place today. And I believe that's why I'm having more and more conversations with IT leaders to find better ways to manage their IT, reduce their costs, reduce the time that they're spending managing those carriers and inventory and assets.
So in terms of technology, what is VCOM doing to help legal firms address some of these common issues and pain points they've been experiencing since the beginning of the year?
Well, I think as firms look to make changes or improve upon the services that they have today, it's really important to determine the right strategy for the firm going forward. I think that's where VCOM comes into play, is we sit alongside the firm on the same side of the table and with our team of experts that focus in on our network, our mobile, collaboration, cloud, hardware, and even SaaS services, we help firms evaluate the providers and services that they have today. We help them design the right solutions, evaluate the pros and cons, help them negotiate contracts, and as well as help manage the deployment of those services. And to regularly support and reassess those services and solutions and strategies as the needs of the firm changes. It's no secret that collecting data, analyzing it, and making sense of it is not really an easy task or one done in relatively a short term. But with the right partner, you can move the firm forward and become more efficient and boost profits for shareholders.
I feel like there would pretty much only be benefits to legal firms with that type of service.
We believe really fundamentally that all companies need a holistic approach when it comes to managing their entire life cycle of their IT spend. In order to deliver holistic management, we have identified really 9 key phases that are required to manage any IT asset. These phases include solution design, sourcing, contract management, order and asset management, ticket and support management, and then from an expense side, the invoice accounting and analytics from all of that data to give IT leaders a roadmap or actionable data to work upon. If you look at each one of those 9 phases, if you make a change in one of them, like maybe it's sourcing, it really directly impacts the the other eight phases of services like asset management or billing.
Well, it makes sense that all of those nine phases depend on one another. So you change one thing and everything changes.
Yeah, exactly, Nicole. You know, we firmly believe that you cannot successfully deliver spend management without managing the entire life cycle. So in order to deliver successful management, we leverage our proprietary platform, which is called vManager, our team of subject matter experts, and our suite of managed services and processes that we've developed over the past 19 years of managing all of the customers that we've had. Of all of the nine phases, they're all included in our offering, and our processes are designed to really take a lot of the heavy lifting off of our customer's plate. And the key is to deliver the three key values that our CEO always talks about. One is we want the value of time back in your day to really focus on the things that matter, you know, that business revenue. The value of information so you can make better decisions of where the firm needs to go. And then the value of money. Everyone's looking for reduced cost savings as well as increased shareholder value. I really believe in that wholeheartedly.
Okay. And does VCOM offer those services to others besides legal?
Yes, of course we do. Although, you know, I'm really focused mostly on the legal vertical and the healthcare vertical. We have others on our teams that are focused in other key verticals and industries. So, of course, we're very interested in talking with any organization that's looking to save time, get better information, and save money.
Thank you so much for joining us, Beth. It was a very enlightening look into practical steps legal firms can take to get a handle on how they're managing their IT spend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
If you have any questions about the topics you hear on Braindrop, feel free to email us at braindrop@vcomsolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Nicole Wunderlin for VCOM. Enjoy your day!